I'm Jeff Gould, and this is A Prairie Christmas. I think it's funny how time has a way of stopping and starting. It doesn't sweep around smoothly on a second hand. It sticks in our minds, and people and things will seem to stay the same for a long while. Then all of a sudden, with a jolt, everything advances. 5, 10, even 20 years. And shocked, we realize that we are older. Things have changed. And we're left dazed, trying to figure out where all that time went. It's that way with my family. See, my parents, in my mind, are 50. And I am, since I'm the youngest in my family, about 12. So, when I saw them on a Thanksgiving, it startled me for a moment to see that they were older than that. Of course, I know how old they are. Still, it doesn't seem like they should be in their 70s. So we gathered at my sister's farm for Thanksgiving, and I sat in their living room talking to my 21-year-old nephew, and my parents went out with my brother-in-law to do something. Moments later, my brother-in-law ran in the house out of breath. My mother had passed out and hit her head. We all ran outside, and my sister is an EMT. My niece is an army medic going to med school. My other niece is a pharmacist, and my brother's a doctor. So she was in pretty good hands. But that didn't stop the shock of seeing her lying there, at first unconscious, then dazed and unresponsive, and then confused, and then here is a word that I have never used from my mother. Frail. And in that moment, time leaped forward 20 years as I looked around. It turns out they were throwing bales of hay off a wagon and loading them into a trailer. Were they crazy? My mother is 75. She's starting to lose some of her memory. My dad has neuropathy. He can't feel things in his feet or hands very well, and he can't balance, and he has bad shoulders, yet both of them were throwing 70-pound bales off a wagon. It was like all of a sudden I stopped seeing them with my memory and started seeing them. Sheepish, my nephew and I shooed them away and loaded the rest of the wagon with my brother-in-law. Later on in the house, my mother sat dazed and small in an easy chair. I don't know what happened. And then again, I don't know what happened. She said it over and over. First troubled and then wondering. I don't know what happened. We ate our Thanksgiving meal and thankful that Mom was okay, but that jolt that she experienced affected me. It was like both of us in that moment aged 30 years. And I wondered how they were able to unload all that hay when they got home. I worried about her mere forgetfulness and now thought that maybe she had something like dementia or maybe even Alzheimer's. In one fall, I was jolted from an irresponsible son to a worried parent. I held her hand as she sat in her easy chair, and I too found myself dazed and wondering the same thing. What happened? What happened?